talk about this game without talking about the play of your goaltender. It's pretty outstanding. It really kind of jumpstarted you guys.
Well, I think a lot of guys are happy for him. It's been a tough year with the injuries and that, but coming back into this area for him, this is a great place to see him play so well. And you know, he gave us a chance to win the hockey game when we came out and they gave it to us in the first period, and he kept us in there, and we bounced back after that.
Could you feel that in the room after the first period that maybe the guys were going to rally and get one for Cam?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately, it's been a pattern with our club. You know, we don't come out of the gate very well, and we get stronger as the game goes, as we had mentioned before tonight's game. The guys knew that he was giving a great effort, and he was keeping us in there. And they were like, "Hey, we gotta surround him with some better play here." And fortunately, we got timely goals. We played better in the rest of the game, and it was a nice team effort for everybody.
But there's so many questions about the future of the Hurricanes players coming into the game. How tough is it for you to get them to focus in on a game like this, even with the playoffs unfortunately looking a little bit out of sight right now?
Well, it actually we've been a focus group. You know, since the Olympic break, we've been in every game. We've been competing hard. We've came up in the wrong end, but majority of the games, it's the guys have given it all they got. So, you know, with different things mentioned lately, tribute to the players and the leaders that they kept their focus tonight, walked into a hard rink to win hockey games, and they went out, and our best players tonight were our best players, and they played well, and they won the game for us. So they stayed focused, and they're just taking it game by game right now, and we're really going to push, and there's a lot of fight in these guys still.
Talk about those three quick goals in like 2 minutes and 53 seconds, like just the boost to how that happened.
Well, we battled to score goals, so I think it was a nice relief for a few of our guys that to finally get some results from their effort, because I thought we really played well in the second, and we pushed and got some good results, and that's always an easier sell when they're playing the game the right way and they get results. So that was a big positive thing for us.
You've obviously played here when you were with the Montreal Canadiens throughout your NHL career. Obviously a different building, but the arena crowd still is very much the same. What is the crowd like in Winnipeg? And how does it compare to some of the arenas that you played for during your career?
It's a tribute to the fans here. I mean, it's an intimidating rink right now. Start off the game. I mean, you look at the first period tonight. They gave it to us pretty good. And a lot of it is, starting in that anthem, and the fans are vocal and they're into it, and done a great job supporting this team. So we actually addressed it before the game, so let's be aware of it. It's a good Canadian hockey town with great support, and it's a fun place to come in and play.
Certain memories of playing in the Montreal Forum.
Yeah, very similar. I mean, you get passionate people inside an arena like this. It's always, evolves into a loud, enthusiastic crowd. So, there's similarities, I guess.
As a coach, how nice was it to see Riley Nash get the game winner? Because he's obviously had some trouble scoring goals as of late.
Yeah, well, he's, his game's really come on in the last 15 games or so, or even after the Olympic break. We've been pushing him to be a better two-way player, and pay attention to defensive stuff, and he has been doing that and getting better at it. And now his offensive production started to come into effect. So it was a big goal for us, and he's getting stronger and stronger as his career is developing here.
Talk about this season Cam Ward's had, and he's had injuries that open downs. This stage of his career, what a game like tonight can do for him.
Yeah, well, he's I don't think he's any different than a goal scorer. It's these type of guys can get on momentum and take it and run with it. And as a team, we don't feel like we're out of it yet. We've been playing good hockey, and we've been in every game. So a guy like Cam has the capabilities of getting on a roll, and after such a great game like tonight, pretty much keeping us in after that first period. But he's healthier now, and that's a big thing. He's been hurt earlier in the year, and it pays dividends on you. But he's getting healthy. He's been working hard, and the results are how he played tonight.
You see him as the same goalie he was a few years ago, skill-wise?
Yeah, he's an elite goalie, you know, and there's only certain goalies that are able to take a team to the Stanley Cup and win it, and he's done that. And but I think, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, he's getting healthy again. These type of things as athletes, when you go through these battles, you know, you get stronger and learn from it. And a lot of ex-players have, you know, and players have gone through that, and how you learn from it and how you, you know, you develop from that and get better, you know, it's going to make you that much better goalie or player. So, you know, it's a tough time for him, but he showed tonight, you know, what he's capable of doing.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry.